Shir Samachay and Zachar Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva continued, 7th Shir in Perakah Matzniah, Chav Zayin Sivan Hei Tav Shemem Ches, June 12th, 1988, on Sunday. Continued.
If he was mishaving to carry out something and his belt in front and inadvertently he carried it out in his bag, so his potter. But if he was mishaving to be made in the back and then inadvertently he was made at lipono, chayev. Then some more Yishuachi Geren Bisino, Beinu Foneo, Beinu Lacheo, Chayebes, Shechei Lol Rol Yishchezea. So, an Isho puts on an apron, and the apron has a belt. And suppose she put something, she attached it to the belt in front, and then it moved to the back, so she's chayes. Why? Because it's the derech of the belt to revolve by itself.
What?
Shabbos, if she did on Shabbos, she carried an abim. She put a key, let's say, on the belt. Yeah. She put the chayfetz on the belt. She suspended it on the belt. And she went out in the rishus harabim. But when she put the chayfetz on the belt, she intended that it should be suspended in front. And then, inadvertently, it moved and she carried it in the back. So she's chayes, because she knows that it might by itself revolve. So maybe it's not mischav leitzir ipono, leitzir achon. It's mischav leitzir beinu from beinu achon, because she knows that this is very likely to take him. Reb Yudah in the Rafi Kabri Piski, the shluch and the messengers who are sent with a certain message, so to the Melech, so they put something on their belt. Now that's Tesis Pshat, but let's hear Rashi. The Chikeres is still its knees. In tolls of the Shundomo Lehitzi, Ubole in Tzadache Chayeres, Shechem Holy Eschezer, Dark Holy Eschezer, Sneseo, and with Chiloso Yodosh, a Sefer Isape, that you the inner of the Kabri Piskin, Shomelech, Lemes von Nerotzin, Afim Chayobin Vitsioson, Afim Miniskaim of Machshafton, Gegen Tzion Ominas Lissiton Nerotze, So the pshat of the rabbi of Rashi is a very simple pshat. Let's see how it is this morning. The Yudei Meirach Kabri Piskin, the Forish Habni Shmuel, Shei Shodom, Mimunari Melach, Shemei Sid Piskin, Shal Melach, Leid Amin in the Beirot, the Chayolov, of this is Reisov, the Nesmi Nesom, the Nesmi Nesom, the Kisein, Atri in the Zrayen, Days on kissing chazelin, pom with me, pom la chayen, father, I'm a vinya, the sin of the real show chazea. You can come here and be the hosh of your chazea, because it doesn't revolve by itself as readily as the sin of the operation. The hodi mice more tantan shaking up long more recently, clean a chazea, means a minor ratio must miss anyway. So that Rambam Shatri understands very well. But according to according to Rashi Pshat, that the Kavanah was to which other messenger, this messenger will turn it over. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? Whether he'll give it to this messenger or that messenger. In other words, messenger has a certain card, a message. And a certain card, a certain information. And he has to turn it over to another messenger. So he intended to turn it over to Reuven, and then he turns it over to Shimon. What difference does it make? So why should it be a chisson? Why should it be a chisson in the Rachis Machi? It's very strange. It's very strange. So all the Rishayim explain like the Rashbam. All the Rishayim explain like the Rashbam. But we'll soon see, I mean, what is the pshat. Now, the Gemara, the Kash, the Mishnah says, I'm Mishchav, and it's only for the Fukol Yachov, so he's Potter. And the Yachov, for the Fono of Yishchai. My Mishnah, the Fono of Fukol Yachov, the Potter, he had it machshavte, because he was Mishchav to carry it, and he carried it back. So, the Yachov, the Fono of Name, or Mishchav, the Machshavte. Omer Rabbeloza Tavre, Yishon Ezu, Yishon Ezu. In other words, according to Rabbeloza, it's two separate chittas in the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah represents one view, that Amisham Leitzel Yifon of Ubo Lachov is Potter, and in a similar vein, Amisham Leitzel Lachov, the Heitzel Yifon of is also Potter, because that's Machshavte. And the Sefer of the Mishnah says, Liachov ubol lifonov chayev in a similar way, lifonov ubol liachov is also chayev. Omar Rodel Maikushe, dilnu lifonov ubol liachov anitam liipoter, yinishchave nishmire nule, fi also biyo nishmire tchuse, liachov ubol lifonov anitam liachayev, yinishchave nishmire tchuse, fi also biyo nishmire nule, ala Maikushe, Dukin mas, so there is no kashi. So what's the kashi? The kashi is Dukin mas nisi kashi. And it's hard and it's really for the lach of Potter. Ho lach of, u bo lach of, chayosh. So it's only Potter if there was, if the meloche was done in a different way than his kabane was. But if the meloche was done in exactly the same way as he intended it, even though he did it in a way that is not secure against falling out, against NATO, other things, so he's still chayev. In the same, the achot, the reformer with the chayev. Ho l'achot, the l'achot, pater, omar ablezer, tavre mishe shonazu, shonazu. So the Mori now saying that Rablezer says that there are 2 days in regard to the case of Mishchaben Leitzel Achrob Kolayach. So, the Reish of the Mishnah says that is Chayek, as long as he did it in the way he intended to Shabbat. So, he's Chayek, and the same holds that even though he did it exactly the way he intended it to be done, but since it was not secure against Neve, so it's considered Shalit Yachamitzi, because a prudent person is made to an object in a way that he is protected against theft, against falling out. And if he carried out an object in such a way that it wasn't protected, secure, against theft and against loss and so on, so maybe it's not really Kedar Hamitzi. Omar Ravashe, my Kushi, Dilma, Lun Yiboy Koma, Lun Yiboy Lach, Bolach, Bechaye, Bisabi Machshavte, Elo, Arboli Fono, Israel, Salke, Daitra, Mine, Hoyo, Bisabi Machshavte, Bechaye, Komash Melon, Bimishabe, ich werde prüfen, ob ich Familie die Chaie verdreht. Ich schon so, ich schon so. Dann kam ich dort mit dabei, dann war es mit dabei. Und wir ist mir prüfen, aber dann sagen wir mich allein. Aber ich sehe, ich bin mich allein. Ich möchte mich gar nicht so gut mit dem Willen, dass ich sage, ja, komm, von und von der Chaie, das wäre ich mir ohne. Ja, now the boy says, Leachov, Leachov, Ubole, Leachov, Tanoi. Es ist im Achleikes Tanoi. If somebody is having a late Leachov, and he's late Leachov, whether he's hired or he's not. Where do you see Achleikes Tanoi? He can't. A late Zimoi, the Pidose, the Piolmai, or hired, Piolmato, the mouth, the opening of the purse is at the bottom, so then it is exposed to the possibility of falling out. All right, he has certain buttons, but there is enough space between one button and the other, or between one and the other, for the money to fall out. So it's not a secure way of carrying it out. So the Gemara says, the Machlis Hanon. Tani, Amitzi, Moi, Kiosi, Pilo, Maila, Chai, Pilo, Mato. But given the Chai, Racham, and Patron, Omar, Lo, and Rabbi, they had to meet in Racham, and Bola, Racham, Shor, Chai, so why? Here too, he was having to be Maitzi, and Pilo, Mato, and he was Maitzi, Pilo, Mato. Why shouldn't be the Chai? Vomolei atmei dekia, chayot yirad leishu poter, omar abdin ani omarati lebarecho, vimam lebarecho, chayot lebarecho. Ani omar sakshir libreim, omar sakshir libreim. Midikom alu yatmei din, de yatmei din, bilacho vubolacho, shu chayet. So he was arguing that he's chayet. So apparently they were saying that he's got michlal lab, michlal de padrabonu. Und am Erchon, die Kamele, die Atomeide, die Kamele, die Atomeide, die Atomeide, die Frachayot, die Rado, die Spotter, so what do you say? In der Chwal, der Chaye, Prabhude, Vatanya, how can anybody say that he's Chaye? Vatanya, Lachayot, die Rado, 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 Ma midam leliachov ubol yachov, detzchav yude, uma midam leliach hayod edirad leli. Dachdol, von der Chaydol, kiel shumule, chom peisen shim derri tzoidika, ani omarti dobarecho, diachemim dobarecho, Ja, der Meinung kann man keine Lieder wie Kio, weil ich die Rake und Potter und nach dem Schoche. Ja, ich habe wohl, aber ich sage auch, ich bin nicht zinke, nicht nur Pusso. Ach, ich sage, ich bin nicht zinke. Mami, Dame, Lelacho, ich bin nicht Pusso. Und Mami, Dame, Lelacho, ich habe die Jule, Dome, Lebeiz, Lelacho, die aus dem Stamm, und ich bin nicht mehr so. Aber Leo, ich bin nicht allein, bin nicht zinke. שחלבלון מלך שייצים כי ידעי במשון זה בימי צעיבה מלך נוחו ומוצא אחר ומי ישראל באמס אמוי שתונה כל באמס הלוח תביאו למה כבל פיסקי תונה שחיל לבלון מלך שייצים נקס נשת המי יצי כי גלו שוסרה בי חיים הוציאו שניים יצטורים לא יוכל, לא יאכל, ליציאי, ליציאי שניים, חיובים, ורבשים אין פייגר. סוד הלוכי, שניים שעושה יספור, ליציאו שניים טובים, ויאלפינון בעסיצו, יוכל, ושניים, חיוב מיתיים, פורם נגמור, עומר רבי למראה, ואמר לי, עומר רבי, ואמר מסליט את תורם.
Why is it potter, when he takes out two?
Especially לא סקוס, שניים שעושה יספור. אמר רבי אמר רבא, אמר אמר רבא, אי ואני מסתיר את עונה, זה יאכל וזה יאכל, ומי המחייב, רבי רב שמעון פייגר, in other words, if it's a case of זה יאכל וזה יאכל, let's say, say, now, moving by himself, he can tell me now, in one hand he can tell me now, and cheering by himself, in one hand he can tell me now, he just happened, that they both carried out with the nation. So that's Zeyochel and Zeyochel. So it comes from there, it's higher. And according to the Judah, he's Boteh. Tony Zeyochel, Zeyochel, Rabbi Amichayev, the Rabbi Rav Shimon Petrin, Zey Neyochel, Zey Neyochel, supposed to carry out a deed. Something very bold. Ruben by himself couldn't carry out. But if Ruben joins Shimon, if Ruben puts one end of the beam on his shoulder, and Shimon puts the other end of the beam on his shoulder, then he can carry it out. So that's the case of Zei Yochel and Zei Yochel. So we have here three sheets. Rav Meir is the biggest one. And according to Rav Meir, Shnayim Shiyosu is higher, even in the case of Zei Yochel and Zei Yochel. According to Rav Meir, it depends. If the case of Zei Yochel and Zei Yochel, Shnayim Shiyosu is better. But if it's the case of Zei Yochel and Zei Yochel, Shnayim Shnayim Shiyosu is higher. And Rav Shimon, he's the biggest one. And he holds that even in the case of Zei Yochel, Shnayim Shiyosu is higher. So, Zei Tone, Zei Yochel, Zei Yochel, Rav Meir, Chai, Rav Shimon, Petrin, Zei Yochel, Zei Yochel, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir, Rav Chai, Rav Shimon, Petrin, Zei Yochel, Zei Yochel, in the heart of Rav. In other words, when does Rav Shimon say Boteh, if Ruben and Shimon couldn't carry a fight, and they both joined to carry a hope, so then Rav Shimon says, it's close, Ruben can carry it out by himself. Ruben carries, let's say, the beam on his shoulder. So without Shimon helping him, he could do it. But then, he'll be not violent. So Shimon comes and puts his hand under the beam. So it alleviates the burden of Ruben. But Ruben doesn't need Shimon. Shimon needs Ruben. So then everybody is clear, Ruben of Shimon, that Ruben is high. And Shimon, who is an Eliyoch, is part of Ruben. So, Zeyoch is your body to Shnee, but near Mechai we don't even say it's Loche, and if the Yoch just for a bezel to recover, and you will pay there, Labuch and Boch and Samas disrepute me. Zeyoch and Zeyoch, you will highlight in Shnee, the Hosky or Rabbi Kremnea, the Chayim, the Rabbi and Peter, the Yait, and Koye can recover, Zeyochel, Zeyochel, Leitzishnin, Vater, Chayim, Kamon, Miforish, Heinei, Chayim. Hochel, Galsimen, Zeyu, Shnei, Rabbi, Chayim, Alessim, Poter, Rabbi, Lino, Yochel, Echot, Kuleima, Kupol, Echot, Echot, In Lav, Elu, Zeyochel, Yochel, Is Poter, In Leile, Lechai, Gab, Rabbi, Chayim. Minuane, Mile, Tom, Rabbonon, Vasei, Zoi, Zeyu, Skuro, Vrei, Zeyu, Soso, Keitzat, Shnei, Mishay, Chazim, Mimal, Zey, Chpo. He laid him, and then they, with the pitchfork, they bind the sheep. So, the Smeander, the cargo he shaped him, suppose they stretch out the thread and the loom, they become as they case him, suppose the right with the pen is in this, that they both are holding, so they lie together, so they are put there, or So, in other words, if it's Zeini Yochel, Zeini Yochel, then they are both high, because Tanakama holds Zeini Yochel, Zeini Yochel is high. Diva, it is Zeini Yochel, Zeini Yochel, so it's true. Rapshinin Avotishalo Yochel, Echon Litzi, Litzi, Shnai, Tu, Litrachna Rabba, say so. Yochel Shosh Achayim, Shnai Shosh Tu, Yimai Komi Frige, Yai Ko, Yishgogo, Yamores, נפש אחס, כי סכתו, בישגוגו, ממורת ועשי זו, סרפשים סובה, פלוטם יוטט סיבה, נפש סכתו, אחס סכתו, ועשי זו סכתו. ראש נפוסיפי זה נפש אחס, כי סכתו. So we have a yield, we got נפש into אחס, into סכתו. רפשים סובה, פלוטם יוטק סיבה, נפש סכתו, אחת סכתו, ועשי איסו תכתו, so we have three פסוקים, three מיוטים, so how do we apply these מיוטים? One מיוט, אילו מהי, אחד מיוט, אחד מיוט, אחד מיוט, זה יקרה איזה נניח, so each one does not do the whole לוחה, אחד מיוט, זה יוכל וזה יוכל, אחד מינוטה ושני יוכל בין יוכל. So according to the Shinen, we have three פסוקים. One פסוק is ממהי, זה עיקר זה נמיח, that's different to שני שוס. זה עיקר זה נמיח means that each one does only have a מלוכה. The Torah requires
Akira
and Anoche, and each one has either Akira or Anoche, doesn't have the other. Then, that's one meal. Another meal that Rav Shimon implies is that if it's a case of the Yochel, which also is doing. And the third passage is the Mayim, Zeh Yochel, Zeh Yochel. The Rav Yude holds,
there's been Yude,
Rav Yude holds, that Zeh Yochel, Zeh Yochel is
Chayim.
So, what does it mean, the third person? So, the Rapide Echad, the Mute Zeyikad is a Miniach, the Echad the Mute Yochel is a Yochel, the Echad the Mute Yochel is a Yochel, so it was best. Now, there is in Achleikes, in Heres, between Tanoim, when a Yochel is a Yochel, it was best in Ischai Rechatos, or his brother Rechatos. So, one man Doma says Yochel is best in Ischai Rechatos, Rambam passed like that, and one man Dama says, Yochel Shein Sotter Shoshim Olim Tezmi Spoter of Yichatos. The Rav Shimon, what does Rav Shimon do with all these children? Yochel Shosho, so here we have to yourself. The verse in our text is, Yochel Shosho, the rest based in the Chayim. They are mixi, nefesh sechto, achas sechto. Masiz sechto, why do you most kashi mixi? Why? The Kashi is against Rav Meir. How can Rav Meir say, Zeyocher, Zeyocher, is Chayev, and certainly Zeyocher, Zeyni, I mean, how can, and certainly Zeyocher, Zeyocher is Chayev? But we have three Mutim, so it should be right from one person, Zeyocher, Zeyocher, and from the other person, Zeyocher, Zeyocher. So, Meir says, Nixit nefesh sechto, acha sechto, asa isa sechto, reini utiksit, chad li mute zeika vile meniach, vi chad li mute yochicho, so there was beis dum. So according to Meir, there are only two miutim in the Torah. One miut is in my zeika meniach, because each person didn't do the own loche, and the other meaning is in my yochicho, so there was beis dum. Rashi. How much is the Ikem is having the nearest Sayah? The whole hammer will see the Hadmu is tabre, the high of the mind, the high of the powder, powder, the high powder, the letter name of Hadmu Sayah. The Hadmu Sayah Mute, half of P. We do it together, the Shlam is also Dovet Kule, Vayovet Kule, Nil Zeyochel, Zeyochelu, Vimay Labu, Vimet the Betray. So we see from this discussion, it's actually in Sasmore, Zeyochel, Zeyochel, or Zeyochel, Zeyochel, should both be Shigachai, because when two people do a certain act jointly, so it's considered for being. As if each one of the partners done it completely. But there is a special Zosakos. So according to Rav Shimon, we have a special Zosakos of Mai, Zeyochel Zeyochel. Another Zosakos of Mai, Zeyn Yochel Zeyn Yochel. According to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Meir, we don't have so many people. Why? Because Rav Meir holds the Meir mitzit nefesh echto, acha sechto, vasei lesechto. Chai mitzit, chad lo mitzit zeik ali amaniyah, ki chad lo mitzit yofi choso, beiroaz, bez. Now the Rashi. Yofi choso bez bezdi, heiru bezdi shechilev muter, volacha yofi dos al pien, yonesu, ורבשימן ליטיימי ולבהיריס יוכי צ'וסק ולאז בייס נחיים. So רשי is gay raise, רשי is gay raise, ורבשימן יוכי צ'וסק ולאז בייס נחיים. We appears in our text. And רשי met because רבשימן says so before she hears. Let's see, so it's another question. רבשימן says so in here before that יוכי צ'וסק ולאז בייס נחיים. But let's see what cases is. Ocher Gassimu, Rav Shimu Yochichos, Beres Bezni, Mitzoy, For, Rilui Gassimu, Rav Shimu Yitaymi, Dolo Yochichos, Beres Bezni. So cases rejects the gears in our text. And he says, no, that's a wrong gears. The right gears is, Yochichos, Beres Bezni, Ischaye. But this is Ischaye, the family of the time of the areas, הולך לעושה ופיין בין איגו כפרוסון בין לא איגו כפרוסון רב שמפיידם פור שתיים איתו איבד לא נסו is there any more here you see should be together with that myself strange. Rashi's DLC is the way it appears in our text. That Rav Shimon holds Yochichos of the Rav Bezin Chai. And Taisi says, no. Rav Shimon Yochichos of the Rav Bezin Chai. Not only is not Chai, he's so partial that he's Rasvori is partial. Rav Shimon holds that he's Rasvori is partial. So he don't need any pasuk. He don't need any pasuk. ולשים הרב שמי איתן לא יחשב את איזה חי וקודם זה את מה בהם זה כאן בילס כל הכל סרפים בי וכפרוס ולא ירב שמי פי ופה אם אתה אומר אז סוטיס וסמין שזה מישת מפורשת דת רב שמי הולד יוחד שוסה כבר אז פייסד לספוט so then the question is how does he know that but that's all he has three tricky so if a man learns how it's in that the Liach one is a Yochel for Yochel and one is a Yochel is a Yochel so he doesn't have a pasuk left from which to deduce that Yochel Chesper has been with Batas in order to say it now he doesn't need any pasuk he said as far as we say Yochel Chesper the right business but Tetzis mentions the Yishin for Rashi and Rashi says that in that it's mentioned the various areas that is high the Rav Shimon Itaymi Doma Beherius Yochit Shosha Beras Bezal Chayef so the question is what is it? Leis is even in our exam but why should it be an Achleikis? Let's look at the Mishneh so there must be born with that so let's see what the Mishneh does it. Obviously Tesis explains the Mishneh one way and Rashi in another way so according to Tesis Pshat Rav Shimon says the Joch Joseph of his business potter, the point of Ashes Pshat, Rav Shimon says, Joch Joseph of his business chayv. So let's see what goes on. Nowadays, Aloch is a part of our Doshetim. That is who gets the power shield by him. If there's not God, pastors, the prayer is in it, and no one should become dismayed. How is it possible that there's not God who should make such a mistake at all? Every child knows that Chilip is in Sakar. But it's not so possible. Sometimes there might be machlekes what Chilip is Osir and what Chilip is Muta. There is such a thing as Chilip and there is such a thing as Shimon. Chayyur and Chimon HaMahamesh, a chemist will say the same thing. A chemist will probably say that it's the same composition, but still, certain fatty parts from certain organs of the behemoth is chayyur, and if you eat them, you're chayyur for less, and certain fatty parts from certain organs of the behemoth, so is shumen. And it's mutar, even though chemically it might be the same thing.
This is in the location of the
location, that's right, location. So, for example, there is a machlekes b'shemen. Chilef shetachas ha'priso. Chilef shetachas ha'priso. In other words, in several stomachs. So, the first stomach, so the food is digested. So, first comes down into the first stomach, and then in the second stomach, and then in the third stomach. So the first stomach, so there is a line on top of the fatty part, and there is a fatty part that is above the lining, and there is a fatty part that is beneath the lining. So the question is, the fatty part, shetachas ha'pritza, beneath the lining, is a chilef for a chum? There is a machlekes b'shem. Rabbi Yael says that the chilef shetachas ha'priso is muta bachir yalauti. Rabbi Mefraim says that there is a chilef kofis. So that's called, by b'shem, it's called chilef reines. Why is it called chilef reines? Because Rabbi Yael was the one who was matia the chilef shetachas ha'priso, the fatty part that is located beneath the lining of the first stomach. So, and he was moderate, and he was the more the Asra in Rhineland. He lived in the 12th century. So he was the more the Asra in Rhineland. So all the Jews who lived in Rhineland, in the 12th century, they relied on his psak, so mainly they continued using it even in the 16th century, because the Ramon who lived in the 16th century, he mentions that Amshir Island still a made heter in the Chilev Shetachas HaPritza of the first time. So you see there is a Machlekes Rishayim, according to most Rishayim there is a Chiyuv Kores, according to Rabbi Yehav, it's Muta Bachir, it's a question, Pshat in the Gemara. So Mele, one should not be dismayed by such a possibility that there's not good to pass in the trail of this Muta. It's not such an unlikely thing. Let's say there's not good to discuss the question of the Achille of Shabbat HaPriso is in there, or Achille of Shabbat HaPriso is also. And they came to the conclusion, like Rabbi Yehav, that Achille of Shabbat HaPriso is Muta. And then the Beznagodu realized that they made a mistake. So then they have to bring the call. They power, Helen Dorshals. Then the Allah, there's the power Shem Bayit. So if the Allah is that if Beznagodu passes, the Chilev is not. And then also Riva Tibor did. And they need a Chilev to Tahaza Prison. Then Beznagodu reverses its Yochid. So then every Yochid relates the Achilleh in reliance upon the Psaq by Bez Nagodu. Doesn't have to bring the Kol. But the Bez Nagodu, the Shvoti, they have to bring the Kol. This is the Parash, what kind of the Kol? Par Helen, Domoshet. That's the first Mishnah in here. Now, the second Mishnah in here says, Gimlon Beit, Heiru Bez, Yodu Shetol, Lichos Rube, Bein Sheidiu Kaparoso, U Bein Shaloi Yidiu Kaparoso, Viholach Viosa Arpien, that's the Mishnah that takes his name to see it. Viholach Viosa Arpien, Reb Shimon Pei, so suppose Bez Nagodu passed, the Chilef is moving. And then, let's say a week later, they realized that they made a mistake. So they reversed their judgment. But there was one Jew who didn't know that Vesna reversed the judgment. And he only knew of the original Roy, that Chilev Shetachas HaPriso is Muta. He didn't hear of the Chazoret by Vesna. And he continued, and then he ate after Vesna reversed the judgment. So the question is he a chiyuv to bring korban or is not a chiyuv? So the Mishnah says, Bein Shehidi Kaparosa, Bein Shaloi Yehidi Kaparosa, Viholach Viosa Al Pien, Rav Shimon Pei, whether he ate a chilev after the Bez Nagodu found out of their mistake, and they were and they reversed their yore, but before Bez Nagodu brought it the parallel to Doshel Tzibur, or even if he ate Chilev, not only after Bez Nagodu reversed the judgment, but even after Bez Nagodu brought it called the parallel to Doshel Tzibur, but in view of the fact that he didn't know that Bez Nagodu first the judgment and that they brought the power of Tzibur. So Mimele, he is an Anus, and Mimele, he is not Mahuyev to bring it on. Rav Shimon Pei. And Lezer Emeir, so, Lezer says, no, it's not Pope. But it's a Sophie. If it's a Sophie, so what kind of a Pope does he have to bring the Moshe Pope? Because that's the Allah. If somebody eats Chilev Mishayei, so he brings a Chatzis Kavua. If somebody had, let's say, two Chtichas on the table, and one Chtiche was Chilev, one Chtiche was Shumet, and he ate one of the two Chtiches, and he doesn't know whether he ate the Chilev Chtiche or the Shumet Chtiche. And at the time when he ate one of the two tichas, he thought both tichas were shimon. So then the Torah says he brings Roshim Tov. So Rav Shimon says in the case of the old Bez, Shachirat Muta, Biyod Shetov, Bichos Mubay, Ben Shim Viyu Kaparoson, Ben Shomoni Viyu Kaparoson, Biholach Viyosa, Al Pien, so he spoke of every call, of the Chatos, and of the Moshim Tov. But Lezer says Sopi, so he's Mechuyev to bring a Moshim Tov, but not a Chatos. So the Mishnah is Mephorish from Lezer. Is in what case is it a sotik and is mechuyev between the Moshim Tov? Yoshat leibuse obey says chayev. Holach leibuse yam is potter. So in other words, that two situations. One situation is when the best in passing that chayev is mechuyev. And then a few days later, let's say best in passing, on Sunday, the third. Then on Wednesday, they realize they made a mistake and they reverse the psak. And then a certain man, he stayed in the town, but he didn't go outside. So he didn't know that Bezdin was chazer and that Bezdin brought the carbon pyre of Tzor. So he only knew that Bezdin passed on Sunday, the third is chazer. So he ate, even after Bez Nagodu reversed his Sihoye, he ate Chayav. So in such case, he's Chayav to bring the Moshim Tov. Not the Chatos, but the Moshim Tov. But suppose the Uve, Bez Nipaskin, the Chayav is Mutter on Sunday. Then on Monday, he decided to take a boat to go to Yisayam. And then, took him a time. Came back and he ate in the Dinas Hayam, he ate Chirik Shtachas Akris, because he knew of the Kistihoi by Bez, that Chirik Shtachas Akris is with him. Then when he came back, months later, he heard, a few days later, on Wednesday, Bez Nagoda realized he's made a mistake, can they reverse the judgment? So then, even the blessing is made, he doesn't have to bring even a Shetar. But if he stayed at home, but he didn't go outside, then he's mechuyev to bring the korban. But not a chatos kavua, but a moshim tov. What's the pshat in that? What's the pshat in that? What a pshat. The question is, the machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Lezer is, if Bezdin made a psak, when there's a psak, chilul is not. Then they realized they made a mistake in the reverse the judgment. But a certain Jew, Reuven, did not hear of the reverse. Is he considered an honor? So he's not considered. So Rav Shimon says he's considered an honor. But how can you blame him? He heard that there's an agodal passing through a piece of his mutter. Can't you rely on this? But after all, the Torah says, we saw something for a dollar, she had you a famous male. So he acted according to the Torah. So, but the Bez Nagodu reversed the judgment, but he didn't hear that. So, he's not at fault. Here's the pshat in Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Lezer say he's high? Because he's not completely faultless. In other words, he should have inquired, listen, did you hear anything about that earlier at all? It's a medical lawyer, you can eat chirsh, because a piece of maybe they changed their mind. Had he inquired, he would have found out. But he didn't inquire. So, some male he's not an honest. So then, he's not an honest, he should be not clear, a chattis kavua. No, a chattis kavua, so even a blazer is made at this point. But the blazer says, he's hired to bring the Moshkot. Or should only bring when it's isopi. So what's the pshat? In other words, he has isopi. Whether he is an onus or not an onus. I can stop that way. So the plain pshat in the Mishnah is that's a ritual human that confesses. There is such a thing as a dim sopi. worry now. We have Menoches, we have a halacha that the Kohen has to take hold of a portion of the mincha in his feast. And whatever is enclosed within the feast is marked the animal's bear. That's the kinyan's. The kinyan's bear says, this is the mincha. This is the mincha. So, the Kohen has to fill up his feast, and that portion that it takes a hold in his feast is marked on his bear. And the rest of the mincha, there's the shirah. And the Eimer, except Delos, when it's Kulokon, but other components, so the dam is Nizra on the Mizbeah. The Eimer, on Nikta, on the Mizbeah, and the Boson is Nechal. So the Mincho, so the counterpart of the Boson is the Sherai, and the counterpart of the Eimer is the Kenet. So the Eimer, in the Mincho, you have the Kenet, what is enclosed within the feast of the Kohen, and what is not enclosed is a din of Shara. So the Gemara has the Kashi. Bein Habinayim now. Bein Habinayim means what is between the fingers. Let's say the Kohen takes a hold of the Mincha, so a certain portion is between the fingers. What kind of a din do we have? Does it just start from Zion or Chesed? Does it have a deal of Kenet, it is the nectar of Zbeya, or it has a deal of Shirayim, Meile, it's Mechal, by the Kenet. Abai, Boyer, Ben Abinayimah, so the Gemara discusses that, then the Maskona of the Gemara is, Bosh of the Bayi, Hoda Pashke, Ben Abinayim, so the Abinayim, so it's a strange Gemara, what kind of language is it? More as an abai, whether Ben Abinayim has a din of Kenet, or Ben Abinayim has a din of Abai. So the more is paged, it is a topic. Of course it is a topic. That's what the abai, what kind of an answer is. Over the Shem Melikashi, so the Ritva Yudha says, the abai of the more was, what was the kabore? Whether the kabore was the Ben Abinayim, that Ben Abinayim has a deen of the Kenet, or Ben Abinayim has a deen of Shirayim. So the Gemara says, no, the Kabbalah was that Ben Abinayim has a deen of it. Therefore, the Kabbalah mentioned this in that. So the Ritva says, it's analogous to Ben Ashmoshes. We know that the period, the twilight period, between sunset says that Chodim is sort of Yates of the life. So what does it mean by Chodim? Now, whether it is a day or violence, it's not an unusual question. It's a very relevant question in our questions. That is the day of the Shabbos and the Yontem and the Kippur. And every day it's the day. I mean, whether it's him or it's Lilo. So the Chodim didn't know. How could there be something? You know, people ask, how could there be in Chodim? Between Rashi and Ramatam in the Siddur of Pasha. But this is in the Diga Pel, and in the Shmoshes. It's the day we got Shabbos, we got Yontem, we got Kippur. Every day, how can there be Machlekes? How can there be something? So the Rebbe says, no, it wasn't a Sophic of the Shalmati. It's a yinzuk. And an example of that would be, even though the Mitzvah doesn't mention it, but that's the pshat with the Mishnah and the price of the Kurim. I mean, it's a shayla whether the less period of the Kurim is a Mishnah or it's a price. So it discusses the din of Andreas. The Mishnah of the Kurim, the less period, discusses the din of Andreas, Tumtum Andreas. What is Tumtum? Tumtum Andreas is Sotik Zoho Sotik Kurim. But there is a basic difference between Tumtum Andreas. Tumtum means that it's not visible whether a certain person, a child, is born. And it's not visible whether it has male genitals or female genitals. What it happens to be true. So what does the doctor do when such a baby is born? He performs an operation. So some babies, tumtums, when the operation is performed, they turn out to be males. And some babies, operation is performed, they turn out to be females. There's the Gemara, Tumtum Shemikra B'Yitzo Zohor, Tumtum Shemikra B'Yitzo Nekevo. Sometimes it is Mikra by itself, but if it's not Mikra by itself, so it has to be done out by the doctor. So it's getting So Tumtum is a suffix of Hashem Nekevo, and it's a suffix that is bounded in millions, because we don't know, we can't see. So one tumtum might be Zohar, and one tumtum might be Nekevah. That's why the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that the tumtum cannot be made in shape for another tumtum. Because the Baltikeya, the tumtum, the Baltikeya might be Nekevah, and the tumtum, the Shemeah, might be Zohar. So it's not a good though, how can be made? Andreas is also something Zohar. But Andreas means he has both organs. He has the male organs and he has the female organs. So that's a suffix indeed. So the Mishnah Bikurim says, Andreigenes, suffix Zoha suffix Kedah, at the Eisenea, Andreigenes Berge Bifliatsme, the Yechriu Bichachonim in Zoha Kedah. That's a pshat. What is from the ECF? The Mishnah Tanakama also says, Andreigenes is suffix Zoha suffix Kedah. Then says, according to Tanakama, so Andreigenes is a suffix in will that is grounded in Chisoni there. We don't know what the thing is, what Allah says. But this he says, it's not that we don't know what Allah is. We know exactly what Allah is. What is it? He has the form of a male and he has the form of a female. Since he has the form of a male, so he is off. What else determined that he is off? And since he has the form of a female, so he is in the cage. What else could determine that he is in the cage? But how can it be Zohar and Nekevah? One excludes the other, one is the antithesis of the other. So Mele he acquires it in something. When something, someone or something partakes of two of the technical aspects, so Mele you cannot say it's Zohar, because it's Nekevah. You cannot say it's Nekevah, so it acquires it in something. So it's not a something that is grounded on something. Let's say Teku, teach me Italian scooching rabbis. So, when the Yohanavi will come and ask him, what is Andreas? So the Yohanavi will say, Andreas is Sophie Zohar Sophie. Because the Kabbalah was is Sophie Hankil. It's not a Sophie that originates in ignorance. It's a Sophie that originates in the ambivalence of the character of the baby. I mean the paradoxical ambivalence, because he has two antithetical characteristics. He has the characteristics of his other baby. That's what Rabbi means. I'm playing the value of Nazi. It's not subject in the deal. But because it's impossible to live up to that. It's not a question the Chachamim don't know. They know. That's why they say it is. So the Mitzvah says in Yom Tov, there's the pshat. Gemara asked Rabbi, what was the aloch in regard to Din Abnayim? So, whether it has a din of Kemet or a din of Shirai. So, possibly by other Pashte, it's often. Not often, it's only the involved, because from one perspective, in view of the fact that he doesn't put food outside, so it's natural. It's natural. So it should be Kemet. Because Shirai means what for food. But in view of the fact, so it's Kemet. In view of the fact, that it's not enclosed within the confine of the face. So, it should be Shirai. So what is it? It's like Andreas, it's like the Nashmoshes. What the Nashmoshes? What the Nashmoshes? The interval between sunset and season hot. So we have two psukim in the Torah. One passage in Brach, he says, Vayikol Jim Loya Yeng Lahisha Kolaya. So that means that what marks Lyra? Chesh. But when's Chesh? It's Isaac Chod. But before Isaac Chod, even after the sun has set, you can still read a book outside. You can see from the bench, in the park, after sunset. And you can read the whole book. It will be the first 20 minutes, let's say, after sunset. So there is substantial daylight. So it's not Chesh. So it should be eight. There is air. You call it king layer yet. But then by yare, by day, tell. So what is yare? The sun is set. What does the fortune say? So that means that the setting of the sunset determines night. Night. So in other words, what is the Nashmoshes? It's here the Cheshach, the Shtamchim, the Rebukye. There is daylight, and there is no daylight. So the melee partakes of two practical aspects. So it partakes of the characteristics of day, because there is still substantial daylight. And it's here the Cheshach, the Shtamchim, the Rebukye. The sun has set already, so it partakes of the characteristic of night too. So the melee it acquires the beams of. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah days. That's the pshat in the Mishnah days. The Mishnah says as follows. Here on Bezen, the Yodah Shetom, the Chosloben, Ben Sheyidiyu Kaparoso, Ben Sheloyidiyu Kaparoso, the Holach Yosa Alpi and Rav Shimon Ben, because he's an honor. The Rav Lezer in the Sofot, he has to bring the Noshim Tolo. When does he have to bring the Noshim Tolo? He's Zeu Sofot, Yoshafu Yisrael Beise, is Chai the Noshim Tolo. Holach Lo Yibnes Yam, is Potter Ben, because Sheikh is high record. On his Gomu is part of the call. On his Gomu is part of the call. Because on his Gomu means, my have remember, the person is completely focused. Naram Rosso, she's in surveillance. Be sudden. She had no alternative to saving herself from the rape because she couldn't scream. No one would hear. So, Mele, she's an Uso. She's not in Chayevus Hadus. My have remember, she's completely focused. We have them before. So, if it's there's another good passage to Shabbat, the Chir Shabbat, who says me, and on Sunday, and then on Wednesday, so there's another will realize the new mistake and the offense, and that person on Monday took a boat in the USA. Was his yet fault? How could he have found out? How? He didn't have the telephone and the boat to go up. So, melee. He's an honest gomer, so he's part of everything. But if he stays at home, but he decided, he will not go outside. He decided he has a right not to go outside. Is it clear to go outside? Had he gone outside, he would have met people and they would tell him to hear the latest. The person I go to made a declaration, he made a mistake, and that Chelev Shetachas HaPriso, there is the Amuhi, of course. But he didn't go outside. He's in Khuyev to go outside. He's not Khuyev to go outside. So maybe, from one perspective, he's an honest God. Just as if he had taken a boat in the sky. But differently. So he closed himself up in the house. He's a big master. He wanted to learn. He didn't want to spend time in going outside. So maybe we can say he's an honest God. But people usually do go outside in the middle of the and he heavily acted the way people usually act, but he would have found out. So he's not alone. So what is he? An own soul is with an unseizable. It partakes of two and detachable aspects. So Mele is higher than Shiva. It's a dinsa. But if he mamish went in this young, so then he doesn't partake of two and detachable aspects. So Mele, he is. So Mele is what? But Rav Shimon is painter. Rav Shimon is painter even if he stayed on. Why? Because Rav Shimon holds his and on his gun. Because he's not behaved to the outside. He decided to stay home. So Mele is not at fault in any way. It's not the inside. Now Rashi says here, Rav Shimon, Yochi also has best. So, the Rav Shimon Yochi also has best. Mechayev. That's Rashi's gears, like in our text. So he says, "Hey, the best Mishachil of Muta Avola Hayochi, the Osa Alpiem, the Onusu, the Rav Shimon Itayne, the Oma Beheres." I mean, the Yochi also has best. Mechayev. Taisa says. Rav Shimon Litaimei, that who says Yochi Chosu Bibezin is Potas, what is it? The answer is, this is the Mishneh in Harius. What does Rav Shimon say? Hei Rubezin Yodu Shetol, Yichozru Ben, Bein Sheyviu Kaporosom, Bein Shelo Yiviu Kaporosom. The Ola Chos Alpim, Rav Shimon Peter. So the Gemara says, Omar Abiyuda Omar Ha, my time with Rav Shimon, Hoyu Vashu's Bezin is. The Gemara doesn't say Omasu. But, Horebish is still the best, but Taisa says, and there's the Pshat on the suit. But the Mishneh definitely, so Taisa says, Rav Shimon says, the Pharisee Yochi Chosu Bibezin is Potter. Rav Shimon says, Peter. And Rashi says, Rav Shimon says, Yochi Chosu Bibezin is higher, so what is it? They both have the same gears in the Mishneh. The answer is, the Mishneh obviously is reference to the case where there's not good with pasta. Not an ordinary person, but there's Nagot or Grishkes, Agot is possible. The whole Raya that the Mishneh says, Yehel Bezmi Yodish Atol, Vichos Rebbe, Bein She Yiviu Kaporosim, Bein She Lo Yiviu Kaporosim. What do you mean Yiviu Kaporosim? They brought the Par Helen Beresh Al Tzibor. When does Bezmi bring the Par Helen Beresh Al Tzibor? There's Nagot, an ordinary Bezmi, is required to bring the Par Helen Beresh Al Tzibor. So the Mishneh certainly is reference to the gates of Beis Nagodu Paskin Tetchilis. Because the Mishneh mentions Bein Sheyivu Kaporosom, Bein Sheyivu Kaporosom. But this to say is what the people would make with the Beis Nagodu on an ordinary basis. After all, the special aloha of Pahelim Shekhov Shetibu is only Shaya when Beis Nagodu Paskin Tetchilis. The Osa Tibu Alpir. But in this case, since the Beis Nagodu a few days later was Chayzeya, and the Reva Tzibo would be not Itchel, but only one individual Itchel. One individual, he didn't go outside, he didn't find out, so he Itchel. So Mele, it doesn't make any difference whether he acted on the basis of the Roy by Beis Nagodu or on the basis of the Roy by another Beis. He relied on the royal business, and suppose it's not Beis Nagodu, suppose it's business of Shleisho, but the Ardele Yisrael, and Peski Ador. So, also, he's also known as Mipnei Bishu's Beis Nutel. So, Mele, even though the Mishneh is referenced to Yehoi by Beis Nagodu, but since here it's not also Atziba Alpien, because the Beis Nagodu needed to reverse the judgment, but one individual just happened not to find out about. Some Mele don't make any difference whether Beis Nagodu made the Roya or another Beis. Since the Gemara says that the reason is why Rav Shimon is Pesa, which is Beis Nagodu. So even if it's not Beis Nagodu, but Rashi holds that the Mishneh is reference to the Roya by Beis Nagodu, and Beis Nagodu was Chayzeya, so Rav Shimon patterns only in case of Yochi Shoso al Pi Beis Nagodu. But not Yochich also, I'll be another place. Why? Now, there are two droshes. One drosh is in the Sefer and the Parsha Shemitah, and one drosha in Rosh Hashanah is, we saw something called Adova Shatibur of Yom Yisrael. So the drosha in the drosha in the trees, Afiril in the Chal, Yin Shul Smeil, Val Smeil Shul Yimin, the Amachir to his the Beznada. And the Rosh Hashanah says just the reverse. As the source of the Kladova Shadidu the Kiyom and Smeil, Kishayim and Lecho al Yimin Shul Yimin, Val Smeil Shul Smeil, Uloi Kishayim and Lecho al Yimin Shul Smeil, Val Smeil Shul Yimin. It's a still. But the Rambam is it, Ramitzes, the Sodas, the Rambam, Shirosh Aleph, he answers this still. He says this now. Suppose there's an Abodu Paskets, the Tchilev is Mutar, let's say Tchilev Shittachas HaPruso is Mutar, and there is one Thomas Chacham, who is convinced that there's an Abodu Mutar is there. There's an Abodu, he has Rayas, from the Morah, from here, from here, from there, that there's an Abodu Mutar is there, and that Chabot Ephraim is right, that it's in the Itibald that you've caused. So, he's not allowed, that Thomas Chacham, is not allowed to be nature because of the Eroya by Beis Nadar. But if the Tamuz Chochem, he is disposed towards the Shite and the Tchil of Rhinus, he is awesome, but he's not sure, then he hears the Pesach by Beis Nadar, that it's in the town. Then he's not going to listen to him, but if he's convinced on the basis of Rhinus that Beis Nadar made a mistake, then he's not allowed to succumb to the Pesach of Beis Nadar. If he is convinced that they made a mistake. But one second. So he said, but what should he do? He should be Mahdiya, and he should try to come before Beis Nadar and present his eyes and his forehead. Why he thinks so? And if Beis Nadar, after listening to all his riots and all his arguments, will tell him exactly why is Rayas Amor Rayas, even though he does not agree with what they say, but once he mentioned his Rayas, and they listened to him, and they explained to him why is Rayas Amor Rayas, then he is Mechuyev to be Mevatlas Dayan. So in other words, the Droshim disagree that Al Yisosim Kadra Shegidu Chiyom Yismeyo Atulein Yochad Yimim Shuyismeyo Val Tmochim has reference to the case where he already submitted his timers and his arguments and his stories to Beis Nadar, and Beis Nadar told him why his rayas are not out. So then his mechuyef in the battle is asked. So I feel aim on the hall, you mean shul smeil. That's what I mean shul smeil means. In other words, even though it appears to him that they're not talking straight, I mean, they are saying I mean shul smeil, you mechuyef in the battle. And the Droshim Yerushalmi, Kishayimu Chalimin Shayimin, Valsmeil Shayimin, the Lord Kishayimu Chalimin Shayimin, Valsmeil Shayimin, has reference to the case until he submitted his arguments, his thoughts. So the Mele Rashi Shiki is, and it comes to me. Reb Shimon is only paid there. There is a Machlekes family. There is one panel who says that even Yochi Chosal Piraz Bezdin shall slave any chochem who is a competent case. So, is what? Because he's an honest. In other words, according to that mandama, if a person will eat chile on the basis of the psak by God Lador, by Rabbi Kreyah, he's also part of the chavis. But Rav Shimon does not agree with that mandama. Because since Rav Shimon is referenced to a hoy by Beis Nadar, so only in the case of Beis Nadar, because in regard to Beis Nadar, there is a loche afuleim umlecho al yimin shul smeil, val smeil shul yimin, and even before he submitted his tainus, to Beis Nadar. So only if he's convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt. But if he's just made negative psak of Beis Nadar, then he has to be mivatel his name. That's only by Beis Nadar, but by another person. If he said, in the time of Mashiach, if he thinks differently, of course he'll rely I'm the oyabo of every competent person that's in regard to someone who doesn't know, doesn't have his own opinion. So there, he hears a psak by a godel. So he relies on it. But if he has his own there, even though he's not half as great as that godel, but if he's convinced differently, so he'll die on machine of race. So mele, when can we say he's an honest godel in regard to this godel? Because there we have our lochafele, mochav, minshin, snail, but another best, there is no aloha of how we should slay of our slave should mean. Some male is not an honest. He's not an honest. So that's why Rashi says Rav Shimon holds Yochi Chosha Bihoz business higher, because Rav Shimon paid the only in the Nagoro and takes this holds not. That doesn't make any difference, since one can rely on the psak of any best. Sure, there is no aloha of our minshin's male, but an onus is a rabbi. So since Rav Shimon considers him as an onus in the case of the boy that was rendered by the Nagoro, some male is an onus even in the case where it was rendered by another person. So that explains. I just want to finish up with that. So Rav Shimon, the might move the bike caught in the Shah Sechta, which got a man and that's it. So Rav Shimon saw a tot the Mutex even at Sechta, a Sechta, but it's a Sechta. Had the Mutex eat on the Mania, had the Mutex Yoch and the Yochel, had the Mutex in the Yochel, was in the Yochel. But Rav Yudah had the Mutex eat on the Mania, had the Mutex Yoch and the Yochel, had the Mutex Yoch and the Yochel, had the Mutex Yoch and the Yochel, had the 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 Yoch and the drei Minuten gesehen, hat man nicht gesehen, dass man mehr hat man nicht die Jochen geschossen hat. Oh, das
Shir, Samach Vav, Nusach HaShabbos, by the Rosh Yeshiva. Eighth Shir, in Perek HaMatznia. Beis Tammuz Hitov Shem Emches, June 17th, 1988, and Friday.
More
Sardis. Please don't help me out. Please do me a favor. There are three called Machlechis between the mayor of Wooden and the Yeshua. Based upon the way they learn out from the truth. So, Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Shimon says that the afikdor zeikem v'miach, zeikem v'miach, and then there is a ptur of zeyochel v'zeyochel, and there is also a ptur of zeyniyochel v'zeyniyochel. According to Rav Yehuda, there are two ptur. One ptur is zeikem v'zeyniyochel, and another ptur means another milut of Zeyochel and Zeyochel. But there is no ptur milut for Zeyin Yochel Zeyochel. According to Rameya, there is only one milut. What is it? That is Zeyochel Zeyochel. That's all. Now, so the Gemara says, we might commit to get the high call. Nefesh achasechta. It's Gogo. Namores. That's the answer. The Pshimun Sabat Lotimu Kitsi. Nefesh sechta, acha sechta, seitzo sechta, chavu nite zeikev zemeniyak, yichavu nite zeyochem zeyochem, chavu nite zeyochem zeyochem, v'rab yude, chavu nite zeikev zemeniyak, yichavu nite zeyochem zeyochem, v'chad, but the third mute is not something else, not in connection with Shnayim Shosu. Yochid Chosha Beyoaz Bez. Rav Shimon Yochid Chosha Beyoaz Bez in Chai. Rav Meir Miksi Nefesh Sechto Acha Sechto Vaseisu Sechto Trei Minuteksi Chav Minute Zeyka Vizmiyach Chav Minute Yochid Chosha Beyoaz Bez. So on Sunday we discussed the machleket between Rashi and Jesus, the two verses in the Noah. Rashi's Gersen, that's our Gersen. Now the more it's like this. So, with Rav Shimon, Yochi Chong Shabir Raz Bezdi is Potter. He's Potter. But he says it's Gay Raz, no. The Rashina Yochi Chong Shabir Raz Bezdi, he told Hot. He told Hot. Now, I mean, Yochi Chong Shabir Raz Bezdi is Chayim Tzah. Rashi's theory is the way it appears here in our text. That Rav Shimon and Yochi Chosavir was based in his high. Some may like, we cannot do my because he's high. But taste this is gay as no, just the reverse. That Rav Shimon and Yochi Chosavir was based in his high. And that is potter. But he's potter to the small. We don't even have to resort to it. The way I've seen all Rav Shimon retiring, though my Yochi Chosavir was based in high. He appeared to come to us. The Tnam the head here, the Tnam the head was, all of the Rosh Al-Pir, being hit in Kaparos, and the lawyer, the Rosh Al-Pshim and Peter, and Paul Steiner came in the nose. So how does Rashi say that Rashi and Holt, Yochan, just the best is higher, when it's Mishlin for Rashi, it's for Rashi, and no, it's Mishlin. And furthermore, Rashi says, as Rashi says, the, in the Mishlin, Yochan, just the best is higher. So the same Mishlin, that spells out Rav Shimon Pei Teila. So according to Tesis, that Mishnah says that Yochi Chosavir is based on his potter, and his potter is Hasvor, without recourse to the office. And Rashi says, it says the reverse. So how can it be explained? Right. So we mentioned, so we went over the Mishnah areas. When does Besdin only come in the Nagoda? So Besdin shall straight be passing. So they don't bring the Nagoda. So only, no one brings the Kapoor. So only the Nagoda passes the Chile of his new death. Then there is a Chile of Kor and of Bar Helen knows of him. Here seems the Mishnah says, Ein Chile Kapoor, so Ein Chile Kapoor. So obviously the Mishnah is what constitutes where there's Nagoda passing the trade. And then they realize, a few days later, they realize the new thoughts. So they were moved out of their way. They reversed the circular. They reversed the circular. But there was one Jew who didn't know of the reverse. He didn't know of the reverse. And he only knew of the Oye that Chilech was in. That Chilech, minus Chilech, Barasa Kusa is moved. I mentioned the example of Khalif Ramis mentioned the Kashchara and the Holy Pastor's Khalifa. Now, is it considered? No, it is considered. There is a Machlekes Rishayim. There is a Machlekes Rishayim in respect to the Shimon, the fatty portion that is beneath, the lining of the stomach. Whether that is Khalif and the Nisakoras or the Shimon. So Rabbi Ephraim says, the Achai Kores, Rabbi Yael says, that it's mutter, the Chatzilti. So, it shouldn't be amazing. I mean, how is it possible there's Nagodu? Paskin Chel is mutter. So suppose there's Nagodu, they are living in Israel, but they paskin like Rabbi Yael. Rabbi Yael. So, the Chel, if she does a priest, so is mutter. And then...
But isn't that the law? Isn't that the psakin? That's takis mutter?
No, chaski shalom. Rav Rishayim say like Rav Yitzchak. Rav Ramon, Simon Samar Balad says that if a person happens to be a guest of a Jew in Rhineland, because Kamiyeh, when the day of the Shayim, he lived in Rhineland in the 12th century. But even the day of Ramo lived in the 16th century. So the Jews in Rhineland light us from the Psak of their Morad Aspect in the 12th century. In the Chosen, I mean, how the Jews regarded the Psakim of their day. So, four centuries. And throughout the world, so they were Nisa from Chelek Shitarazah. But in Ireland, from the year past, the King of the Reserve, who appears in 80, last is Chachomim, Nomi Uri Shabbos, even though the Chachomim are here, and Allah is not like the Reserve. But the King of the Reserve, so the Jews are Ashbon, even though the Jews in the King of the Reserve knew the Reserve was new, they knew that the Chachomim are here. And they know the Jewish community. What do you think?
It's very
not very loot. That in all the Jewish communities they pass through that Machshir Milo Shef Shalasin Samaev Shabbos Nadir Shabbos. But so the Rashba says, because the King is Shal Rebbezer, so Rebbezer had the Din of the Rebbe. And the Talmud can rely on the Psak of the Rebbe even when it's negative the Rav Chacham. The Talmud. Not some of you would say, oh, I like that Psak. That not. But the Talmud can rely if he doesn't know the Din himself. If he knows, so the Talmud has to act according to his own family. But if he doesn't, and he knows Rav Poskim passing one way, and his Rebbe passing the other way, he can rely the Chumre and the Kulin.
And his Rebbe.
And his Rebbe's Psak. So, in Ireland, Rabbi Yehuda was the Rebbe. So he remained the Rebbe not only when he lived, even 4 centuries later. So I just mentioned that. I mean, it sounds inconceivable. Here, there's not going to be a Buddha. Here, this whole so giants are not a Hill. Doesn't mean they're not just Hill. There might be a certain type of a Hill on the basis of Allah. And then, a few days later, they realized that Rabbi Ephraim is right, and that Chilish Yitachas HaKrisa is Chilish, it involves in Zakaras, and the great judgment of the one Jew who didn't know the Yechazot, his statement is out. I mean, his statement, that's in house or even in the Sayyam, since he, so, he didn't realize that Bez Nagod was Chilish. So, after the Chazor, he ate Chayr in the lines of the Saga Bez Nagod. So the question is, does he have to bring the Korban or he doesn't have to bring the Korban? So, he would be the Yerusha told the Chazor, then, Beishe, in Kaparoson, Beishe, in Kaparoson, the Holach was out there, and Rav Shimon Pei, the Rav Lezer in me, or so. So, Rav Lezer says, he has to bring the Moshe Tov. Chatos not. Rav Shimon says, he's Potter of every Korban. But let us say it's Chatos Kuguanat. But in Moshe Tovu, yes, when does he have to bring the Moshe Tovu? So it depends. Yoshat Lisa, they say, the Chai, he didn't go to the Nesayam, and he stayed in his house, he didn't go outside. Because of the fact that he didn't go outside, he didn't know that there's not going to be a space. So then he's Chai to bring the Moshe Tovu, not the Chatos Kuguanat, but the Moshe Tovu. Halach of the Yisrael, suppose, right after the Yehoyah that is Nagod with the Chilish Tachs of Kisa is not there, he took a boat to the Yisrael, and he didn't know that there's Nagod was a few days later, was right there. So then, Rebbezer is also made it. He's also made it that he's put out of Ethico, not even in Oshiko. Now, I explained on Sunday, it's very important, So everybody is made it, even Rav Lezer, but Chatos Kavua he does it. But Rav Shimon says he is potter of every call, Chatos Kavua and Moshe Tov. And even if he stayed in the house, so he's also potter. Rav Lezer says Chatos Kavua is potter, and he knows it. But it totally depends. If he went to the Sayyam, so he's in on his goal. But how, what could he have done? There's not good. There's not good. The greatest authority in Israel, Paskin, the Trishna, the priest, is Muda. So he should have realized the real estate. But, he couldn't have found out of the Chazon, because he went
to the Dina
Sayyam, how did he found, so he's an honest
to the trip to America.
He's part of all couples. But if he stayed in the house, so then there is an element of negligence. Why? Because, true, he couldn't have realized himself that there's not going to be victorious, but had he gone outside the house, he would have found the Jews, so they would have told him, if you hear the witness,
what a sad note. That is a sad note.
The best Nagol was Chazer. But he stayed at home. Now, not that he's not to stay at home, but usually a person goes outside. So there is an element of neglect. So really, he's not an Nisgamor. Manisha, he's not an Nisgamor, so he's a shame. So he should be clear to bring the Chatzis Kavua. No Chatzis Kavua is not. But Tom Roshi. She told me something. Something on the table that to Chatzicha is one is Chaylev and one is Shuman. And the person needs is gone because he feels one of both are Shuman. Then he finds out that one is Chaylev, but he doesn't know which one he is. He brings the Roshi Kavua. But you know what can be something? He said, either he's an honest gum or he's not an honest gum. So I mentioned, and this is a very basic principle, I mentioned that it's for human, that desire. The more it has in a riot. In a gnaima, there is a lot of kids in the nima. So the kids, so that's like the inner in Zeba. In Zeba, except they also explore. So the person is Neha. Neha, the Kiyani, my couple, so. By everybody, by Shlomi, so the person is there. But the inner is Nikhtarabim is there. By Nimcho, you have a saving counterpart on Nimcho. So the Kayan has to take, to grasp in this piece a portion of the Nimcho, and that is Nikhtar. And the Shorayim that remain, that is now. So, the more has an abaye, so of course, whatever is whatever is completely enclosed within the face, that's kings. Whatever protrudes out of the Israel. How about Bina Binaim? Bina Binaim means what? Between the fingers. Bina Binaim. The dream of that design, I think, in human, whether it has a dean of Kenyans,
or Shrine,
there, or it's a dean of Shrine, and it's not. So it's not right. So there is a whole discussion. Then the Gemara says, both of the buyer, what the Pashte, do not deny himself. It's maybe not. What it means, both of the buyer, what the Pashte, so there's the buyer, I mean, inside. I have to say, I mean, possibly by the pasture, it will have nine sons. All the shaymen. So the ritual, so there are several things. But the ritual gives a remarkable talent. Remarkable because it is expressive of very profound principle. He says, there are two kinds of shaymen. Now, I'll tell you something out of the ritual doesn't spell out property. I'm sure that he means that. There is one Sophie like Tumtum Nandrainis, our Sophie Zoha Sophie. So Tumtum is a person whose gentle organs are covered. So we can't see whether he is male or gentle organs or whatever. So the Mora says Tumtum Shemikra means a Zoha, Tumtum Shemikra means a cake. Today it happens that the baby is born Tumtum. So what do the doctors do? They immediately perform an operation. So they explain to change. So some tumtums, when an operation is performed, so turn out he's a whore. Some tumtums, when an operation is performed without drinking. So tuktum is the subject of kisomnidim it is. What an order. And greatness, we know what it is. He has both organs, male and female organs.
Yes, yes.
So, but the question is, how big does he have his status of his organ? Does he have his status of his organ? The Mishnah, the Kuru, the Mishnah, Christ is there. So the rest, Pele, King, the Kuru, the rest, Pele, deals with Andreas. So the Tanakhama says, Andreas, Sophic, Zohar, Sophic. Again, he says, and bringing his valuable in the Atzmah, the Rehu Bechachoni in Zohar in the King. So what's the Machlechi? And it's not a bad. I think that we pass for like that. What's the Machlechi between Tanakhama? In convincing both agree that he is up. But Tanakhama says he is up. Again, he says, no, he's not the regular son. It's a valuable in the Atzmah. So that means, and this is what I meant for, he says, even though he doesn't mention Andreas, he mentions Benashmoshes, but it's certainly true, I'll leave it at a place in the garden. There are certain stages that are grounded in Chisomidi, Tutu in Chisomidi, that is grounded in Chisomidi of Mithias. Andreas is certainly not Chisomidi. So we are the facts, we know the facts, but it could, according to Nekame, it's still a regular subject. A regular subject in the sense, it's grounded in the song of the Deen. Whether the Deen declares an Andreas with both organs, male and female, as it's offer, or that's not it. At least he says no. It's not the subject. Even in Din it's not the same. The Halacha declares him to be to have a Din Sofer. When Leo comes and teach me Tavitz, Kushi Rabbis, so according to Rabbi Yitzchak, what